the Prime Minister.
This has been a conference to forget for Liz Truss's Conservative Party. It began with a U-turn on giving a tax break to Britain's richest and ended in a speech on disruption that was itself disrupted. Bringing it all to a close, the Prime Minister saying she is still ready to make hard choices and do what it takes.
As the last few weeks have shown, it will be difficult. Whenever there's change, there is disruption. And not everybody will be in favour of change, but everyone will benefit from the result.
Truss created a new enemy, which she called the Anti-Growth Coalition, and which basically includes anyone who might oppose or protest against her economic policies. 10 days before conference started, her government announced massive tax cuts paid for by massive borrowing. As if on cue, a pair of climate protesters from Greenpeace noisily interrupted her before being ejected from the hall.
We're the only party.
And after just 34 minutes, the finale.
Together, we can unleash the full potential of our great country. That is how we will build a new Britain for a new era.
After 4 days of extraordinary tension and party dissent, there was an almost tangible sense of relief that it was finally over. Senior Conservatives accept that this conference has been something of an ordeal, but Truss has at least survived it.
Like you said, people always underestimate her, and they shouldn't. Sorry, I've got to go, guys. Nice to see you.
Well, look, I mean, there are obviously always going to be discussions within governments. There always are, right? Every party has got a standing coalition of different interests. What you hope is that people have those discussions in private, then have a unified line, and unity is the key to electoral success.
It's been a torrid party conference for Prime Minister Liz Truss. Her response has been to try to normalise the turmoil, to portray the disruption as a natural, perhaps even a necessary consequence of the change that she says Britain so badly needs. It is too early to judge whether Liz Truss has done enough to regain her authority and restore her credibility. The opinion polls still look bleak for the Conservatives. But in the words of one departing delegate, it wasn't a disaster. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Birmingham.